Talks at B 5:21. So UK Prime Minister Theresa May, she may have just pulled off the impossible. She had a late night meeting with EU President Jean-Claude Juncker and secured a legally binding changes to her deal. UK MPs will vote on the deal tomorrow morning our time, and Theresa May has urged them to vote in favour of it.
MPs were clear that legal changes were needed to the backstop. Today we have secured legal changes. Now is the time to come together to back this improved Brexit deal.
Now, Oliver Hartwich from the New Zealand Initiative has been right across these developments. Evening, Oliver, and thank you very much.
So, yeah, hi, Larry.
What do we know? Is this a breakthrough? What do you see in this?
I'm not quite sure whether this is a breakthrough, because what Theresa May managed to negotiate in Strasbourg last night is just a repeat of what is already in the draft withdrawal agreement. So there is Article 178, which previously said pretty much the same, what you now got from Jean-Claude Juncker last night. So we'll just have to see whether we can trust the EU's assurances and Mrs. May's statement that this is indeed something new.
Right. She is indicating that there are changes to the backstop. You don't see that at this point?
Well, the document that she has now negotiated is, of course, dense legalese, as always, and it says that, yes, if the two parties, which is the United Kingdom and the European Union, can't agree on anything, or if one side thinks that the other side wants to lead it into an indefinite backstop arrangement, then, yes, they could take it to a joint committee. But that is exactly what they had in the previous withdrawal agreement, so I'm not quite sure what the progress is on this one.
Is there anything in this latest deal that I'm hearing you, that maybe not be another deal, on the customs union? Is that included, leaving the customs union?
No, currently, basically what this does is it only says that the backstop shall not be indefinite. And if either party thinks that the other party wants to lead it into an indefinite arrangement, then it could be taken to a joint committee. Apart from that, the withdrawal agreement doesn't change. It is still the same agreement that they negotiated almost half a year ago, in which the UK Parliament, House of Commons, voted down with a 230-vote majority in mid-January.
Right, so she's going to come back with much the same. Is she another soft Brexit, which will get voted down?
Well, that is the question, also. There are a few options. The Commons will today, British time, of course, vote on this. And if they say yes, and if they overturn the previous 230-vote majority against the deal, then we'll have May's Brexit. But if they say no, we won't have that, then we'll have another vote on Wednesday in Britain, where they have to vote on whether they're ruling out a no-deal scenario. And once they have done that and say they rule out that one as well, there would be a further vote on Thursday, asking the Commons whether they would consider going for an extension of Brexit. But then again, this will depend on the EU agreeing to that, so we're none the wiser at the moment.
All right, thank you very much. That is Oliver Hartwich, New Zealand Initiative. News Talk ZB, it's 5:25.